Good morning. How are you this morning? You're well? Good to see you. You look well. Dave even looks well, considering his week. I'm not sure what I'm in store for this week, Dave. I'm going to be tested in my kindness, obviously, as will all of you in some way, shape, or form. Let me start with a few scriptures just to kind of set the tone. Proverbs 21:21 says, "Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor." Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." The fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 tells us that the fruit of the Spirit, the evidence of the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. 1 Corinthians 13, Paul tells us that love is kind. He doesn't say love might be kind, love could be kind, love is sometimes kind. It just says love is kind. Now, I don't know about you, but in my capacity as a human being, I feel on a good day, I'm about a 5 out of 10 when it comes to being kind. This is not bad average, really. I don't know how you rate yourself. For me, the idea of growing in kindness and allowing the love of God to transform the way we interact, connect, behave, make decisions, choices, and be kind is a journey that I can't really do in my capacity. This is definitely a job of God's love in me, growing and working out through me and moving me from a 5 to a 6 to a 7. And maybe one day I might hit a 9. Super kind. I have my moments. If you ask my wife, she'll tell you. I have my moments of kindness. But I reckon, as I said, in my own capacity on a good day, 5 out of 10. So my challenge for you this morning is simply this. Wherever you see yourself on that scale of kindness, maybe you see yourself as a 7 out of 10. Maybe you see yourself as a 2. The challenge for you today, this week, is how can you invite God in to help you go to that next level? From a 5 to a 6, a 6 to a 7. I think sometimes we go, like, the 100% kindness is just too much of a leap. We just got to make sure we're moving in the right direction. Dave started us off last week that love is patient. And in this 1 Corinthians 13 text, it's a very thorough and descriptive list of what Paul believes love looks like when it's lived out as followers of Jesus. If we are grounded in love, then these characteristics, these elements of love, I believe, need to be evident in our lives, in the way that we live, in the way that we make decisions, in our choices, in our attitudes, in the way we treat people. And that includes our friends, our family, and strangers. Being grounded in love, for me, is a significant challenge. This is being grounded in God's love, God's soil, so that we can be all that He has called and created us to be. The idea of being grounded, if you like, means that we would have a strong sense of stability, self-awareness, and emotional balance. Sounds challenging already. It is being present. It's being connected. Not easily swayed or uprooted by stress or external pressures. And that can be a challenge, right? In the world that we live in our day-to-day interactions, in our work, in our relationships, with finance, like so many different things can come against us to try and rip us out of the soil where we're grounded. Being grounded in love means we are learning to be patient, sometimes the hard way. That we are learning what it means to be kind. Kindness is a bit of a trendy word these days. You can even buy t-shirts that say be kind. Well, I want to challenge all of us about the difference between doing kind and being kind. Because I believe that when we're grounded in God's love, that kindness becomes more about who we are, not just what we do. That not only will we do kind things, but we will become kind people. That it will shape more of our identity of who we are, not just what we do. In a sense, the concepts of being kind are quite easy, I reckon, quite simple. But living it out in this context is a whole different story. You know, I think as followers of Jesus, because our kindness needs to extend beyond the people we like. Or the people we get along with or agree with. And as much as we might think that this text is only for husbands and wives, that they hear at their marriage ceremony before they're about to get married, it is actually a way of living out love for everyone to everyone. Of course, I will remind all the men here today to be kind to your wives. But it also means being kind to your noisy neighbor, that problematic relative. A few smiles in the room. That rude coworker, or even that person that constantly gets under your skin. Most of us have one of them. I would say, my experience, that you are a kind community. You're a good bunch. I've experienced it many times, kind words, kind gestures, kind actions, kind behavior. But I would also say that being kind in here, loving like that, is relatively easy. The challenge for all of us is living it out there. We are to be grounded in love everywhere. Now, I also think that there's a bit of a misconception about kindness, because I think in some ways of thinking, kindness is considered a bit weak. But I disagree with you, because I believe you can be strong and kind. You can be assertive and kind. You can still stand up for what you believe in and be kind. You can still confront and be kind. You can still argue and be kind. You can still have an opinion and be kind. Kindness is respectful. It's inclusive, but it's also vulnerable and open and clear. Brené Brown, one of my favorite leadership authors, says, being unclear is being unkind. So being clear is being kind. Now, I love to do my research about Greek words, as you know. And the Greek word that is used here for kind, which I'm not going to pretend I can pronounce, it literally means this: to be adaptable to the needs of others. To be flexible, responsive, able to adjust our approach, our mindset, our actions based on the situation and the needs of those people around us. So it's about others, right? It's about the way we treat, the way we behave, the way we speak, the way we engage with people around us. There are lots of ways that we can do kindness. Lots. Simple things like, I have a list, listening, giving someone a compliment. You look great today, Mel, by the way. Gratitude, helping out where there's a need, small gestures, checking in with people, random acts of kindness, buying someone that coffee, making someone that coffee, smiling. So kind. Fee's not here today, but he hasn't been well, Fee Madden. But I remember about 15 years ago, I was preaching and I said, look, if you've ever got something you want to talk to me about, if God's telling you something, just, my door's always open. So back when I was leading the church. So Fee made an appointment to see me nervously, and she came in and she said, I have a word for you, Brett. I said, yeah, good, okay, I'm up for that. God says you need to smile more. God love you, Fee. You know, she was confronting the senior pastor. I don't know if I was her boss at the time, because she was on staff at some point around there as well. I went, okay, I received that. It's not that I'm not happy and I'm not kind. I was just always really serious. I have tried to loosen up a bit as I've got older and smile more. Yeah, I'm still at the 5 out of 10, I know. With the grace of God and just more pressing in and more of God's love in me, I'm sure I'll be smiling an 8 out of 10 before you know it. There's still time. You know, we should all do kindness more. Absolutely. But for me, being grounded in love, a love like this means so much more than doing kind things. It's being a kind person. Not just doing kind, but being kind. You know, one is an action, the other is more an identity around who I am. One is what we do, the other is the way we do it and who we are. There's a number of great examples in Scripture of people being kind and demonstrating what I believe this next level, grounded in love, kindness. Jesus and the woman caught in adultery, Ruth, the way that she demonstrates loyalty and kindness to Naomi. King David, with the intentional way he demonstrates kindness to Jonathan's son. And of course, the great story that Jesus tells in John's gospel about the Good Samaritan. a great story that reminds us that love lived out in kindness is about showing up for others, even when it's difficult, unexpected, or costly. You know, it's a great parable of what Jesus, I believe, expects his followers to live out when they are grounded in his love. You know, the two religious, pious know-it-alls high up in the religious chain, the Levite and the priest, see the guy, the Jewish guy that's been beaten up on the side of the road, and what do? Go to the other side of the road and walk past. And the Samaritan, who the Jews and the Samaritans didn't get along, and he comes trouncing along, and his whole response is kindness. It's like 9 out of 10 kindness, possibly 10 out of 10. Not only does he look after this guy, make sure he's okay, but he sacrifices, he takes him to get looked after. He pays for it out of his own money. Like, this is a credible demonstration of what it means to live out godly kindness, grounded in his love. Love is kind. Love is a way of being, a way of living, and a way of demonstrating and showing the world that we are his. Because the world isn't so kind. I mean, most young people don't use Facebook anymore, do they? It's kind of, you know, only for us old people. Stay connected with my mum, who still uses Facebook. She comments on everything that I post. So I have to be kind. I try to be more than 5 out of 10. But you don't have to connect with social media for too long to see a very unkind world. In the way that we speak about each other out there, not us, of course. The way people are treated, decisions that are made. The impact of some of those decisions and the way that it affects those that need love and care the most. I find it to be very difficult to be kind to some of those people. We don't live in a real kind world. And even though the practices and the doing kind, people are like, yep, let's be kind to one another. Being grounded in love, in this concept, and kindness, it transforms our behavior, our attitude, and even our choices. When love is lived out in kindness, it is an intentional way of living. It's strong, it's courageous, it's brave. I think Brené Brown again says, you can't be great without first being brave. To me, a life lived out of being grounded in God's love, where we demonstrate and live out kindness, is brave. It is courageous and it is vulnerable. So I want to give you 4 quick challenges. Very quick. Because I want to be kind. And finish on time. Four quick things. The first one is this. Kindness that is grounded in love is intentional, consistent, and responsive. It is not something we do occasionally or accidentally. It is something we do on purpose. And it's consistent. Kindness doesn't react, it responds. If I had time, I could explore what that means for hours. I believe we are called as followers of Jesus to be responsive, not reactive, to people and to the world around us. Reactive is emotionally driven and charged. Responsive is thought through, others oriented. What's the best outcome here? Second thing, kindness grounded in love shows understanding and compassion, not judgment. You see the way that Jesus deals with the woman caught in adultery. No judgment. That is kindness, mercy. And that's exactly what she needed in that moment, was the kindness of God. And kindness grounded in love is non-judgmental. It is compassionate and filled with mercy. The third thing is that kindness grounded in love is all-inclusive. Love is kind, doesn't have filters, conditions, or bias. And for me, that's where it gets hard. Because we all have our filters, our bias, our conditions. But love is kind, full stop. And lastly, kindness grounded in love, it lifts up others. It's motivated by others, not me. It's not about what I can get from being kind, it's about what I can give in being kind. Again, Jesus' encounter with the woman caught in adultery was all about lifting her up, giving her dignity and a future. And kindness does that when it's grounded in love. Let me pray. God, I thank you that we are a part of an incredibly kind community. I pray for each of us as we live that kindness out in the world, where we are faced with opposition or challenges. We are faced sometimes with opposition, aggression. We are faced with situations and moments that anger us and frustrate us, hurt us, offend us. I pray that we would continue to keep our lives, our hearts, our minds in the soil of your love, grounded, stable, solid, and that we would live that out with an incredible kindness to our world, to the people in our lives, in our families, in our streets, in our communities, in our workplaces. They will know we are yours by the way we live out your love in our lives. In patience and kindness and all that is to come. Amen.